And if I had the first pick in the draft, I would take Eric Cole. Hurricanes legend joins us on the Adam Gold Show to talk a little bit about Game 5. Sir, thank you very much for your time. I would take you first overall. What have you liked about the Hurricanes, I guess, response, if I'll just use that term, to the Islanders' uber physicality, especially post-whistle?
Well, I mean, I think more so, you know, this year than in some of the past seasons that the Hurricanes have been in the playoffs, it just seems a bit nastier this year. And that's kind of league-wide, especially in the East. I think that it brings you back to some of those, you know, old school, just knock down, drag out. You know, every time there's a whistle, or especially around the net, there's a scrum, and you know, guys are, you know, putting guys in headlocks, and you know, you're giving everybody a face wash and everything. So, yeah. I think going into game three, you know, that's a tough, you know, environment to go into and to win like your first road playoff game of this year's playoff season. I think, you know, game four was a really great just statement game that, hey, we're the better team, and they acted like it.
Isn't it, Eric Cole is joining us here, isn't the way the Islanders played, and this is the way I viewed even game one, the way that they have gone about this, it's clear that they are going to try to take some physical liberties. Isn't that an admission that this is the way they have to play to be effective because they don't feel like they can skate with the Hurricanes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think this year's playoff, especially in the East, it's going to be a war of attrition. Who can stay healthy? And with some of the hits that, you know, we've seen throughout the, you know, this early bit of the playoffs, it's a war out there for sure. It's been very, very physical, and I think the teams that stay healthy are certainly going to, you know, fare better, you know, being able to move forward throughout the playoff run.
Power play for the Hurricanes. I also think part of the reason the Islanders were doing that is because they didn't fear Carolina's power play. Whether you fear it or not, there are 5 power play goals on the board. That probably backs them off a little, no?
You would think, but I don't see that happening. I think they're going to, you know, try and stay out of the box, obviously, but I think their mentality is going to be the same, that they need to, you know, try and run us out of the rink and be as physical, you know, as they possibly can. You know, you look at their fourth line with Cizikas, Martin, and Clutterbuck. I mean, those guys have been playing that role and that style, like, together as a group for about a decade. You know, they're like a modern-day grind line from, you know, back in the Detroit days with Draper and Alpian McCarty. So I don't see that changing, and it's just a matter of how much are the officials going to allow, or, you know, let it play out, or let, you know, the players decide it, is, you know, sometimes like the phrase that'll be used in scenarios like that. But I think that, you know, if Carolina can continue to have some good success on the power play and just, you know, try and play the game as much as we can, honestly, 5-on-5, because we are a better team 5-on-5.
There is no question about it. Let me ask you about Antti Raanta, who there have been questions about Carolina's goaltending really for the last 2 months. And, you know, Freddie was playing well for a time, and then Freddie wasn't playing well, and Pyotr Kochetkov was playing when Antti Raanta was hurt. And Kochetkov, they were trying to almost force Kochetkov to take the reins. That's the way I felt about it. And Antti Raanta came back from he was out for about 3 weeks, and he's just been calm and settled. And he's let in a handful of, you know, goals that he wants back. But boy, has he been good in this series. Just your thoughts on what Antti has meant in many ways to this team lately.
Well, I mean, you're not going anywhere in the playoffs without good goaltending. That's I don't care who you are or how good your team is. And I think that there's question marks all around the league in terms of some goaltending, you know, issues with that teams have. But I think with our situation here, you know, we've got three capable goaltenders that are here, and you want to ride the hot hand. And you know, I've obviously been through playoff series and playoff runs here in Carolina where, you know, it took everybody. It's not just always one guy. You know, in 2009, obviously we rode Cam, but in 2006, you know, both Marty and Cam played, and in 2002 it was the same thing with Weeksy and Archie. So I think that, you know, Ronta's got that ability in him to get hot, and like he's kind of been a streaky goaltender throughout his career where he can go on a run where he's just dialed in and focused and plays really, really well, and he's having one of those right now.
He seems very comfortable, not only on the ice, but I think with who he is. And I think there's a relaxed, I was you know, around him this morning in the locker room. It's just a relaxed nature about him that I think is really cool. Obviously, you don't want to.
Just real quick on that, sure. On that topic, just the last little thought. Think about what a boost of confidence that has to be for a player to, you know, get called into, you know, Roddy's office or to get pulled aside by him at practice and say, hey, you're our guy. You're going in game one. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And I'm sure, like, you know, everything that comes with probably how Roddy addressed that, the confidence level that must, you know, put into a player has got to be very, very significant.
Breathe in, breathe out. Get dressed, head out. Grab some friends, camp out. Get hyped up, vibe out. Take it in, let it all out. At REI Co-op, we're here for all the outs. And we want you to spend more time outside our doors and in them. Try it out, check out, then get out. REI Co-op. All out. Visit REI.com.
Yeah, I think, and Roth has handled it so beautifully. He really is such a, I mean, he's a sweetheart of a guy. And I'm, for him personally, it's just cool to see the success. He played well in the playoffs last year, too. I remember the narrative coming out of the playoffs. Well, if we only had Freddie, I'm like, did you really think that Anderson was going to give you any better goaltending than you got from Ronta and Kochetkov too, but for Ronta in those two series, you weren't getting better goaltending than that, and that's not a knock on Freddie. I thought Ronta was just spectacular, and he has been very good through the first four games. Do you treat this game like a game seven tonight?
Not necessarily, but you don't want to have to make the trip back. You don't want to have to make the trip back to New York to win a game. I've done that where I think in 2002 we closed out every series in six on the road.
On the road. Yep.
So it's not something that you want to live and die by. I think that when you have the opportunity, you need to take advantage of it. And I get chills like thinking about what the building's going to be like tonight, because I feel like anytime there's a big moment for our organization and for our team, like our fans and our community is there, and they're loud and they're excited. And I think it's just going to be a great atmosphere tonight. And I think if we get the first goal tonight, I think it's curtains for the Islanders.
You, sir, have the responsibility of getting this crowd in a lather. You have the first period siren, correct?
I do. Yes, I was. I've got some more media to do prior to the game with Shane and Hannah, and then
very nice.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go inside and see if I can trap that thing in the corner of the of the little walkway there, and get it going.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you will. You've done it before, so I don't have to give you any tips. I try to give people tips. It is an athletic endeavor to wind that siren. You got to go at it.
It's honestly like one of the bike tests like that we would have to do at training camp is what it feels like. It's a, you know, it's a 30 to 40 second just sprint is basically.
It is.
But, yeah, with your arm.
Yeah, exactly. It is tremendous. Real quick before I say goodbye to Eric Cole, you're not surprised that 20 of the 32 playoff games so far have been won by the road team, right?
You know what? I'm not. It's so much easier to play on the road in the playoffs. Like you don't do anything really out of character, like on the road. You just dull it down basically, and it's an easier game mentally for the players to play because you don't have, you know, the crowd that's, you know, overexcited and almost, you know, you have to play with like that controlled emotion when you're at home and you have your fans behind you and everything, and you go on the road and you can just play and there aren't, you know, distractions of, you know, if there's family in town. I mean, obviously like during the playoffs, you know, family and friends, everybody wants to come and watch and be a part of it. So, you know, that influences it sometimes. But I just think you go on the road and you have your routine and getting up in the morning at the hotel and pregame naps and you're ready to go. So it is a little bit easier to play road games, I think, right now in the playoffs. But at some point, you know, having home ice is going to matter. And it hasn't really shown it, you know, early in the playoffs. But I think as this goes along, that'll change.
Yes, I hope it. I hope it doesn't change tonight here at PNC Arena. All right, Eric Cole, limber up. You're on call coming up close to 7 o'clock tonight. I appreciate your time.
Anytime, brother.
Breathe in, breathe out. Get dressed, head out. Grab some friends, camp out. Get hyped up, vibe out. Take it in, let it all out. At REI Co-op, we're here for all the outs. And we want you to spend more time outside our doors and in them. Try it out, check out, then get out. REI Co-op, all out. Visit REI.com.